This is Izell Robinson, inmate number 210006, Minnesota prisoner, with part two of the elasticity of mediocrity, the resistance of averageness. That empowerment that wakes us up with purpose comes down to knowing who we are and what we are capable of achieving. Many of us lack confidence and belief in ourselves. Therefore, we never ventured to trying anything different than what was expected of us or what we knew we could achieve. But now it's going to be an even more difficult road as we wear the label of felon and attempt to get our lives back. Yes, it's hard out there in the free society for felons, but America is still a golden door, a land of opportunity. Opportunity comes from knowing that what we seek is not behind us, but always ahead of us and capable of our reach. Now, if we believe and act towards our beliefs, there is always a present ability to go beyond averageness to accomplish what we will. I understand fully that in prison there is a scarcity of knowledge because we deal with very limited resources. However, how we choose to use our time to make choices will affect how we live now and in the future. Ask yourself, what are you going to do now? How are you going to do it? And for whom are you doing it for? It is important to find purpose that will serve as a link to our ideas and better productivity in meeting our goals. You and I have to decide that the elasticity of mediocrity is the most important factor for positive life changes. So today is the beginning of your courage to test the odds further, because I challenge you as well as myself to market and advertise a new man who has been refined with character, integrity, pride, empathy, and intellect. Why not find ways to creatively impact humanity, regardless of our present circumstance of confinement? Try writing editorials, a book, or poetry that you can send out to be published in local newspapers, magazines, or on websites. But you and I must understand that we have a voice, and we can rewrite the image that has been cast on ourselves. Many of us and our families have been victims of poverty, crime, and other injustices, which somehow may have an effect on us being in our current predicament. But we must declare that it is time that we break the cycle that has victimized us and caused us to victimize others. I truly look forward to a new world, and yours and my success in this new world. But we have to be the creators painting and sculpting ourselves as everyday examples of the world we often dream of living in. In closing, I would like to leave you with a haiku I recently penned titled, In Prison. Chimes of the chains clink, from physical to mental, don't dare think, don't blink. With that, I pray that you took something of value from my words that you can utilize to join others and I in the fight for healthy societal inclusion and change, along with police and criminal justice reform. I believe the courage of many to take a stand will make a difference, so you and I must be brave in our pursuit to be heard and demand the change we are long overdue. Once again, I can be emailed through the JPay app or website. Just insert Minnesota for state and number 210006 for ID. Or you can mail me directly at Izell W. Robinson, number 210006, 7600-525th Street, Rush City, Minnesota, 55069. Remember, all positively supportive contact is welcomed and appreciated. Thank you for listening, and thanks to Prison Radio for this much-needed platform of linking prisoners with their communities in a healthy way to foster needed dialogue and support. God bless.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.